All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I am back with Summer with Mia. Hopefully this will be the last one, since this is only supposed to be a 5 hour and 38 minute visual novel. It's not that long. And I'd really like to get to Lust Theory, because that seems like it's more interesting than this. So, begrudgingly, I continue. Yeah, this spot seems perfect. I just hope she won't see me. The heat is becoming unbearable. As nice as this thip top looks, it's really uncomfortable. Do I take it off? Mia should be asleep, and the chances of Grimm leaving the house for once are almost zero. It's been over an hour. He would have come out if he planned on it. Plus, I'm gonna get a much better tan if I take it off. Screw it, I'm taking it off. Damn, she took her top off. They're so massive, fucking awesome. Not thinking much, you pull your boxers down and start slowly stroking your cock. Deep breath, this feels much better. It's a bit risky, but no one should be coming anytime soon. I want to slide my cock between mother's big soft tits. It's hilarious, guys. Even though it feels nice, I keep thinking how bad it'd be if someone came now. What if, even though it's a 1 in a million chance, Grimm actually does come outside? I wonder what he'd think about my boobs. It's a weird question, right? To think about your son or whatever, however we're doing this. Would he get an erection? Of course not. What am I even saying? I'm his mother. There's no way. Great. I just remember his gigantic... What's wrong with me? Still, it really was so big, I'd wonder if it fit between my boobs. What's she doing? She's playing with her tits? You start stroking your dick harder. I'm not thinking straight. I highly doubt he'd think of me in a sexual way. Also, I should seriously stop thinking about his cock all the time. A bot? His cock, fuck, the more I try to not to think about it, the more I do think about it. I mean, it's not my fault that it looks so smooth and probably tastes amazing. I've been turned on for days now. Maybe a release might help? I hope it does. Huh? Where's she going now? Gotta get comfortable first. And weirdly enough, the thought of getting caught is making this even better. Slowly, your mother takes off her bikini. Revealing her clean, shaven, wet pussy. Seeing this, you start jerking off even harder. How much of a slut is she? She's masturbating in the backyard. Switching her pills out was definitely a great idea. She's acting like an animal in heat. I gotta find a way to shove my cock deep into that wet cunt. Soft pan. I wonder how Grimm would react if I asked him to fuck my wet pussy with that massive, delicious cock of his. I can only imagine how good it'd feel. Just his size alone would make me scream as he entered. But I'd definitely take him all in. Is it just me or the renders look a little better now? I can't stop thinking about it going all the way inside me. Moan. While you were enjoying the show, you failed to notice something until it was too late. Psst. Startled, you barely managed to keep your voice down. Mia, weren't you sleeping? So, now you're spying on our mother, too. You're such a creep. It's not how. Mia grabs your cock. Let me help you with that. Slowly, Mia moves in front of you. Don't look at me. Look at her. This is so weird. Jacking my brother while he's watching our mother touch herself. That's weird. Though, it's really turning me on. I'm already wet. Imagine your hard cock rubbing against mother's wet pussy. God, this is ridiculous. Your dick slowly spreading her soft lips. Sliding inside her. Soft. Soaking. Wet. Pussy. Suddenly Mia swallows your cock. Gulp. Oh shit. This is so wrong. Why am I thinking about my son while touching myself? But it feels so good. Should be an S there, guys. I think I'm closer than I thought. I can't believe Mia's sucking me off this close to our mother. Glug. Mia starts slurping your cock harder. Again, in Lust Theory, I'll be changing all this shit to step. You raise your head in pleasure and see your mother's legs twitching. She was coming. Of course, you had no way of knowing she was thinking of you at the time. Pulling your cock out of her mouth, Mia began stroking your shaft. Okay, that's... I mean, that renders a little fuzzy. Okay, it actually ended. Is it medium or hard? We go medium. Okay, now we go with hard. It's like the cake meter. And then there's come. Don't come yet, I wanna shit, too late. And you started spraying it all over Mia's face. Fuck. Do you always have to shoot it all over my face? Sorry, you gotta admit though, your face looked beautiful covered in cum. While you two were distracted, your mother put her bikini back on. Thanks? I can't get really get pissed about it. I do enjoy it too. You pull your trunks back on. How am I supposed to get all this cum off my face, huh? Beats me, I'm going for a swim. You're what? Without waiting for the end of Mia's question, you ran out of the bushes and jumped into the pool. Out of the bushes. It says out the bushes. Well, you ran out the bushes and jumped into the pool. I guess you can say that, but that's really not how you do it in a narrative. Of course, running past your mother and startling her. Hey, where did you come from? Oh, thank God he didn't come sooner. I told you that I'll join you outside, right? Well, you spent some time with your mother in the backyard acting like nothing happened. Mia went back inside. Should probably hurry up. Gotta get to the bathroom and wash the rest of his cum off my face. I just hope I won't run into Father. He's probably in his study. Yeah, I'll go to the upstairs bathroom.
What? Did you have trouble with the milk this morning?
Naturally, as a certain law says, if it can go wrong, it will. You can't name Murphy's Law? I mean, that's not copyrighted. You can totally name Murphy's Law. Of course. Hey. Yeah, shit. He's definitely gonna notice. What's that all over your face? Fuck, fuck, fuck. Think fast, Mia. It's... paint. Yeah, it's paint. I was painting downstairs and got some on me, so... I'm not buying it, you know? It can't be just paint. Shit, I was sure he'd buy it. He figured out it's cum. What am I gonna say? What? It's diluted paint. Did you drop too much water into the bucket? What? I mean, yeah, I did actually. Good guess. Oh, thank God, he's so clueless. Anyway, I gotta go wash it off before it sticks. Sure, sure, go ahead. In the blink of an eye, Mia gets away. Phew, too fucking close. After washing up, Mia heads back to her room. Wouldn't there be a smell, though? I mean, Father wouldn't be that silly. I mean, excuse me, Father wouldn't be that stupid, would he? A while later. It's definitely time for some new clothes. Maybe a nice dress. Yeah, I need a new dress. Ah, though I really don't feel like walking around stores all day. Online, I think Victoria's has an online store too. Victoria's what? She didn't even have a secret in this game. Soon, Mia was at her desk checking the store on her laptop. Let's see. Too ugly. Too long. Ew, this one looks like someone threw up a milkshake on it. Too expensive. Too... ooh, this one's perfect. Just a little bit pricey. Well, time to check the bank of mother and father. With a little skip, Mia headed downstairs. Hey, mother. You know you're the best mother in the whole world, right? I'm not giving you any cash. But mother, I found a really amazing dress, and since I got nothing to wear anymore... really? I really, really need it and would love you so much. What happened with the money I gave you last time? Should be gave, not have. Weren't you supposed to have some left? I do. I have more than half left. It's just not enough for the dress. I just hope she won't call my bluff because I spent almost all of it. How much more do you need? Oh, I love you, Mother. It's only 500. What? It's not that much. I even saw you wear dresses more expensive than that. Sorry, but if you want to dress that expensive, find a job and earn it yourself. Not fair. You didn't earn yours either. Father just buys them for you. What did you just say? I do more than enough work around the house to earn them. Oh, she's a traditional housewife. And why am I even talking about this? You're not getting the money. Fine. Calming herself down along the way, Mia heads upstairs to ask the same thing from your father. The answer is no. You know that you're the best father in the whole world, right? That's sweet of you to say, though I'm your only father. Doesn't matter, I still love you the most, even more than Mother. She refused to give you money, huh? Why do you both presume I want something? Can't I just be nice? It's called precedent, Mia. Real funny, so can I have some money or not? See? Precedent was right. Anyway, sorry, if I gave you money after your mother said no, she'll be pissed. Saying this, he turns away. Mia pulls her cleavage down a little, her boobs almost falling out as she does it. Oh, come on, Father, how can you say no to this? I can say more to no! Young lady, you can march upstairs and put something respectable on. How dare you try to seduce me? My own flesh and blood. I'll not have that in this house, damn you. Sorry, I got into that. He starts turning back. To what? Holy shit, I mean, what are you talking about? The sad face of your daughter, of course. What did you think? Perfect reaction. Oh yeah, right, that's what I was thinking too. So, would you? Would I what? The money, Father. Oh right, sorry, I can't. What? Why? I was sure I had him. I don't want to argue with your mother later. Especially not over just a dress. Time to take this up a notch. She's gonna get... No, that ain't gonna work. Not for my own flesh and blood. I ain't gonna work. Any other woman in the world, not my own flesh and blood, though. I ain't gonna work. In almost a jump, Mia gets close. With the pretense of a hug, she squeezes her big, soft chest against her father. Please, Father. Wait, Mia, you're too close. She squeezes even harder. It should happen any second now. There we go. Feeling her father's boner pressed against her leg, Mia knew it was working. Mia, let go! Not until you say you'll give me the money. He tried squirming out of her embrace, but she wasn't letting go. Also, the more he moved, the more her boobs rubbed against him, causing his erection to grow bigger and bigger. And now the final touch. Mia gently pushes her leg between her father's thighs straight to his crotch. She could feel every throb of his cock pressed against her leg. Fine, I'll give you the money. Just let me go. Bingo. Getting what she wanted, Mia finally lets go. Oh, she's dangerous. The moment she does, your father turns away, trying to hide his boner. Cash, please. Does he honestly believe he's hiding anything? Here. He hands Mia $50. What? That's not nearly enough. Well, that's all I have on me. Can't you give me a credit card or something? Pretty please? Your mother has it. Good luck on getting it from her. Well, you want to act like a $50 whore? There's your $50. Fine. I gotta go now. Yeah, bye. He runs out, trying to hide the bulge on his pants as subtly as he can. Mia leaves their bedroom too? Now what? How the hell am I supposed to get Father's credit card? Didn't take long for inspiration to arrive. Oh, I got it. Hey, Mother, I need Father's credit card. Sure, it's on. Hold on, why do you need it? Don't tell me it's for that dress. Of course not. He said he needs to pay some bills or something. I don't know. Why didn't he come to get it himself? How am I supposed to know that? He just asked me to get it. Fine. It's in the kitchen on the fridge. Okay, I'm genius. Why would the credit card be on the fridge? Trying her best not to run, Mia walked to the kitchen as fast as she could. After getting Father's credit card, she scurries out of the house. Safe! Mia! Shit, gotta run! With almost a sprint, Mia was at the store in no time. Let's find that dress. After a little snooping around, Mia finds the dress she was looking for. There you are! She takes the dress and heads over to the counter. I'd like to get this dress. Sure, miss. 1 second, please. And a few moments later... Oh, that's a woman there. There, that'll be $5.50. Here's the card. The cashier takes the card and... You can type in the PIN number now. That's when Mia realizes her plan had a flaw. I can't believe I forgot to ask what his PIN is. I'm really sorry, but I forgot the PIN and I don't have enough cash on me. So I won't be taking the dress after all. Again, I'm really sorry. How can you forget your own PIN? Is the card really yours? It's my father's. I borrowed it and forgot to ask for the PIN. Yeah, here's your credit card. Depressed and quite pissed at herself, displeased would be better, Mia leaves the store. Stupid. How could I forget something so important? And mother's gonna kill me for taking the card. If at least I'd actually gotten the dress, it would have been worth it. Her thoughts were interrupted by a voice.
Hey, excuse me.
Huh, me?
Yeah, I'm looking for part-timers. You interested?
What's the pay? Looks like I might earn the money how mother wanted after all. Ha ha.
$500 a night.
What?
Fuck off. No way in hell am I going to be a prostitute.
What? No, it's not hooking. This job has a lot more class to it. It's art, actually. The art of dancing, to be more precise.
What kind of dancing? You get on stage and dance around a pole a little. I wonder what kind of dancing that is.
So stripping? Art, huh? Only a guy could consider stripping as something classy.
Well, yeah, but if you're too shy to do it all the way, you can just strip to your underwear.
The pay's a little lower then, naturally.
Lower by how much?
$200 a night.
That's a big difference. I agree. It's a big difference if you're completely naked or not.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you get to keep all the tips the customers give you. That's rare.
A smoking hot blonde like you could get at least another $500, I'd guess.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, you in? After a little internal weighing of pros and cons.
I guess. Look, you don't have to decide if you'll take everything right now.
While you're dancing, make the decision then.
All right, when and where?
Splendid. It's at Stargaze, just around the corner from here.
And the time?
About 9.
Sure.
Try to get there about half an hour earlier for hair, makeup, and costumes.
Well, my sister's a stripper.
Soon it was night, and Mia was at the club.
Guess I'm up next.
A thought suddenly pops into Mia's head. We have music again.
There might be someone I know in the club. How did I manage to forget about that?
What else am I gonna have to go through for a fucking dress? It better fit me perfectly. Getting closer to the curtains, Mia hears the announcer.
Next up, we have the smoking hot girl next door. A perfect 10 on all scales. Give it up for AIM!
Not sure why I chose AIM as my stage name. Still nervous, Mia peeks through the curtains.
Oh god, there's so many people here. Can I really do this?
Hesitating, Mia just stood there, frozen.
We want AIM! We want AIM! We want AIM!
Suddenly, the owner appears behind her.
Go on, they're all waiting.
I'm not so sure about this.
Oh yes, you are, slut!
Maybe, ah!
He pushes Mia onto the stage.
Uh,
come on, baby. Don't be shy. That asshole just pushed me on the stage. There's so many eyes on me. It's weird. This is a bad idea. Come on, baby, show us what you got. Don't be shy, you're gorgeous. He's right, you're hot as hell. Mia was unsure what to do. She was never in a situation like this before. I can't just stand there. She moves to the pole. Fuck it, since I'm here anyway, I can at least do my best. The tips might be better. More importantly, it doesn't look like there's anyone I know here. Thank God. Mia grabs the pole and slowly bends over. That's what I'm talking about. Holy shit, this is the hottest chick they ever had on this stage. Seems like they're loving the show at least. Let's see how they like this then. Shit, girl, bring it on. Damn, that's hot. I can't believe I'm actually enjoying this. Babe, you up for a private dance? Sorry, I don't do private dances, at least for now. If you change your mind, my offer stands. Haha, maybe next time. I'm getting wet from this? Am I loving the attention that much? I do enjoy seeing them undress me with their eyes. Come on, babe! Take it all off! Yeah, take it off! Show us them titties! And pussy! Do I do it? Do I take everything off? I know you guys. I'm pretty much naked already. Plus, the money's a lot better if I go all the way. Fuck it. You only live once, right? I can't believe I'm actually doing this. When did I become this slutty? Mia pulls her top off and throws it on the floor. Holy shit! Damn, babe! Perfect! 10 out of 10! Take it all off! Guess it's now or never. She slides off her thong, revealing her soaking wet pussy to the whole club. It's weird that I don't feel ashamed at all. I feel more than comfortable with my body. Mia slowly spreads her legs towards the guest that was throwing the most cash on stage, giving him a perfect view of her pussy. This is probably the best way to do it. Reward the one spending the most money, right? Damn, it looks so tight! You wouldn't believe how wet and tight it is right now. She couldn't believe the words coming out of her mouth, and to a complete stranger, no less. Most of all, she was utterly shocked that she showed her pussy to the whole club. Take a good look, because that's the only thing you're getting. Get down on all fours, please. No problem, as long as you keep throwing all that cash on stage. Maybe like this. Holy shit, I almost creamed my pants. Me too. Me three! A little exhausted, Mia sits down on the floor and spreads her legs. Come on, touch yourself! I don't think so. Oh, come on, pretty please? Maybe next time. You're such a tease, I love it! Soon the song ends and Mia gets off stage. Here you go, $500. Nice job out there. Thanks, if it weren't for the part where he pushed me on stage, I'd say he's really nice. No need to thank me, you earned it. I don't remember the last time I saw those guys get this excited for a girl. Feel free to come another night anytime, I'll even double your pay. I'll think about it. Also, I'm glad you decided to go all the way. Everyone was thrilled. Thanks, I guess. Gotta go now, bye. See you later, hopefully. She leaves the club. Oh wow, that music came back. Oh, it's 11 p.m. already. I better head home. The store's not working right now. Anyway, I'll go there tomorrow. It's not working? You should say the store is closed right now. Anyway. Not working. The store's closed right now. Anyway. Come on. This is an American-based company. I know you guys know English, right? Hopefully Mother won't kill me for taking the credit card. As Mia went into the house, she was met at the door. Where were you? Fuck, I hope she'd be asleep already. Oh, just out with some friends. Give me the credit card. Here you go. Good thing I didn't know the PIN. She can't be pissed if I didn't spend anything. How much did you spend? Not a dime. You can check if you want. I will. There better be everything. You can go to your room now. Yeah, I was planning on that. Night, mother. Oh, that's not a yawn. Good night. Mia goes upstairs. I wouldn't even be so mad if she just called and let me know she's okay. Hope I get some sleep tonight. A few hours later. Fuck, I can't fall asleep again. I even came today. Worst of all, Grimm's cock still keeps getting on my mind. Happens sometimes. Ugh, now I'm thirsty too. She leaves the bedroom and heads for the bathroom. But on the way there, he left his door open again. As last time, she went to close your door. He's hard again? How is he hard all the time? Could he be like me? Could he also have a condition that... Ugh, I should get out of here. This is really weird. The thoughts wouldn't stop, though. What the hell's wrong with me? I literally can't get his cock out of my mind. Maybe I could take another peek. Just one little peek isn't so bad. It's so dark in here, I can barely see. I could move closer. Just a little closer. Slowly, your mother moves towards your bed. Looks so hard, if only I could touch it. Unable to stop herself, she moves even closer. One small touch won't hurt anyone, right? I wonder how hard it really is. With a finger, she pokes your cock. Oh my, it's so hard. I got wet just from touching it. I wish he was balls deep inside my wet. Ugh, I can't take it anymore. Hey, Grim, you awake? He was always a heavy sleeper. Gently, she grabs your dick. Please don't wake up, son. Jesus. If I'd known there was such a big cock in my house before, I... She stopped, hesitating a little. What am I saying? I shouldn't be thinking these things. He's my son. But if... Stroke it slowly... He shouldn't wake up from this, hopefully. If he's asleep, does it really matter? Just clean everything up and he'll never know. Just to get rid of those thoughts. Of course, it did wake you up. What's going on? You carefully open one eye. As you see your mother standing next to your bed, bent over and stroking your rock-hard cock. You couldn't believe your eyes. Changing the pills was definitely worth it, I'd say. Fuck it. She slowly climbs onto the bed, grabbing the base of your cock as soon as she does. With a glint in her eyes, she starts kissing your shaft. Wow, who knew mother was so slutty? She keeps licking, sucking the side of your cock between licks. Suddenly, she takes off her shorts and starts fingering herself with her other hand. The moment her fingers went in, she let out a soft moan. With her lips around the head of your cock, I can't believe what I'm doing. He's my son, it's so wrong, but somehow it feels so good. God. She could barely control her moans now as they get louder and louder. Well, yeah, you guys get it. But all of a sudden, she stops sucking. Her back arches as she starts coming. Even letting out a few high-pitched moans as she came. Muffled moan. So good. This felt so perfect. Out of nowhere, your mother shoved half of her shaft down her throat. Good God. Sucking as hard as she could, she playfully coiled her tongue around your length. You opened your eyes as slightly as you could. Enough to barely see, but without her noticing. Oh shit, I wasn't expecting this. I can't hold it. Less than a few seconds later, you start coming inside your mother's mouth. She moved her head up, keeping only the tip of your cock still between her lips. Still sucking. While long, powerful streams gushed into her throat. You couldn't help but push your hips up and down a bit. However, your mother was determined not to let a single drop spill. Slurping and sucking, she cleaned every last drop of cum spurting out of her son's cock. Ugh. Finally, she sat down, with her mouth filled by your hot, thick cum, leaning her head back and swallowing it all. Ugh, I can't believe what I just did. With a smile. I did say I was going to clean up after all. She stood up and went back to her room. Did this really just happen? I still can't believe what she just did. Can't wait for tomorrow night. The next morning.
Yeah.
Still a little groggy, you get up and get dressed. With nothing much to do, you go to your PC and play some games. After a few hours. Knock, knock. Yeah, it's me. Come in. Why are you even knocking? Hey, I don't know. I wasn't really thinking about it. Why the sad face? What is it? There's a dress I really wanted to get. It was on sale yesterday, but it looks like the price went back up today. Okay, and? I worked extra hard to get the money for it, but now that price is back up. I'm $200 short. Could I maybe borrow $200 from you? Why not just ask mother or father? I already asked them, but you know how they are.
Yeah.
So, can you borrow the money? I got a better idea. Anything. I'll go with you to buy the dress. Maybe we can get you some other sexy stuff, too. Really? I think you're the only guy I know who offers to go shopping. You'll have to try them all on in the store, though. Deal? Oh, now I get it. To be honest, I'm a little scared someone might catch us for real this time. I really doubt something like that can happen twice. Fuck it, you're right, let's go. Not long after, you were at the store. There it is! You move closer to the dress. Isn't it beautiful? Although they don't seem to have the color I first saw. I don't know, why don't you go and try it on while I find something sexy for you? Just don't go too far. Pick something you know I'll feel comfortable in, okay? Don't worry. Yeah, I'll probably go overboard. She scurries into the changing room and you look around a little. That all?
Yep.
Okay, give me a moment. Sure. Damn, still can't get enough of those perfect tits. You can go have a seat in the meantime. Yeah, yeah, I love how she's so casual about me seeing her naked now. She goes back to the changing room and you sit down. I'll put on the dress first. A few minutes later. And, you like it?
Beautiful.
You think so? Okay, I forgot we did that. Yeah, I'm not sure if the dress is worth that much cash, though. So, you don't like it? No, I like it. It's just what? Nothing. The dress looks amazing. Okay, then. I'm glad you like it. I'm gonna go try on those things you picked now. Awesome. Hopefully she won't refuse to try everything on. Dress is okay. I mean, she's over here looking like Princess Peach. Let's be honest. She takes off the dress and puts on your first pick. It's not so bad. Kinda like it, actually. Could even see myself wearing it on some occasions. It's not a bad dress. Look at it again. It's not a dress, but not a bad outfit. I like it. She comes out of the changing room. Maybe you got some taste after all. Yeah, it is a really nice looking... Like, as far as that kind of wear is concerned, I like it. You like it? It's okay. A bit slutty, though. But it's okay. You think that one's slutty, I wonder what you think of the other two outfits. Glad you like it. Can I put on the next one? Sure, go ahead. She swings her firm ass back into the changing room. Let's see what's next. Oh my. He wants me to put this on, is he crazy? Although I'm kind of tempted to try it. Good lord. Mia puts on the outfit. Yep, I look like a slut. Looks like I'd be on a... You know, the club she was in, what she was wearing in the club, was less revealing than this. That's kind of what I've expected her to wear at the club. I kind of feel like one too, wearing something like this. Only problem is it's making me really horny. To wear something like this. Mia touches herself through the fabric. I'm all wet. Can't believe I turned into such a slut. Finally, she comes out. Wow. We're definitely buying that. And you really like this stuff? Hell yeah, could you turn around? Hesitantly, she turns around. Holy, this instantly gave me a hard-on. Really? Is this really turning him on that much? Can I go back now? Someone's gonna see me. Yeah, sure, put on the last one. Getting back to the changing room, I get this is hot for him, but how am I this horny too? She might have the same thing that her mother has. Mia takes off the monokini. Is that what it is? It's not a bikini? Oh, because it's two parts. You don't have to... Okay, it's not two parts. It's one part. It's a monokini. Okay, I would have called it a bikini, but I guess since there's not two parts, there's one part. It's a monokini. Well, that sounds weird. It sounds like a Japanese thing you would order. Let me get two monokini. Two monokini for the man here. Turning towards the last thing you chose. What, is he for real? He wants to put this on? Well, he did have a deal, I guess. A few minutes later. It covers nothing. I don't know how I should feel about it. But I like it. I'm even wet. Although I don't really want to go out in this. Hey, Grim, could you come in here? We had a deal. You gotta come outside. Fine. And she does. Happy? Fuck yeah, I wish I could fuck her here right now. I should really go back inside and change. Getting out of your seat, you walk up. It should be out, but it says getting of your seat. You walk up to Mia and push her into the changing room. Get down on your knees. Surprised but still obedient, Mia gets down while you took off her pants. While you took off your pants. She's not wearing any pants. He's so hard. Without saying a word, you grab your sister's head and shove your cock deep inside her throat. Ah, well, yep, she's having a full Subway sandwich with that one. Choke on it. Payback for tying me up, bitch. Asshole didn't say anything about this when we had a deal. Suddenly, you slide your cock out. Stand up, I want to fuck you. Again, she obediently does as you ask. She stands up and you push her against the wall, shoving your shaft into her immediately. Fuck, he's like an animal. Why do I love it? Do it. Fuck me. Make me your slut, she says. Fuck me harder. Fuck, I'm close. There's a lot of fucking being said and going on here. What? We just started. Not yet. Fuck me more. Was he really that horny that he's so close already? Shit, Mia, I'm coming. Pull out. What the hell is he doing? Grunt, take it, bitch. You start shooting cum deep inside your sister's pussy. She can feel each spurt of your hot cum filling her up. What are you doing, you idiot? You slowly pull your cock out. Cum instantly started slowly oozing out of your sister's pussy. I actually saw... I was on my Twitter feed. And one of the OnlyFans girls... They do this crap on Twitter. I'll never do it because, you know when you post, like, say they say, show me your dick or whatever, and you do that. Not only does that appear in the comment section, but that also appears on your Twitter page. So everybody that follows you will see your member, and I don't think everybody wants to. So that's why I've always thought better of that. Besides, I thought it was kind of stupid anyway. It's like they just use those pictures for blackmail or scam or whoever, whatever the fuck they use them for. But anyway, there was this one OnlyFans girl, and she posted a guy, I guess one of the porn guys, because I've never seen anybody. But anyway, his dick was probably about that size for real, like for real real. It wasn't like some guy wearing a, you know how they have sometimes in porn, or they allegedly have some guys that will wear like a fake one over their real one, so it looks like it's enormous. Well, no, this guy had the real thing, and even with surgery doesn't do that. So he already had something going on that he enhanced, and surgery and all that other shit. But basically, that guy was looking like that for real,
And it was like, what the fuck? I thought I only saw that in like the AVN games. But apparently there are actually men that have that kind of thing going on. And the first thing I thought about is, how does he put on pants? It's the one thing I almost thought about asking. You know, it's like, that's something I really... Next time I see that, I'm going to legit ask that man. Sir, I am not joking, but I am very curious. How do you put on your pants, and what leg does the thing have to go in? Because there's no way, even flaccid, that you're going to be able to have that in any kind of underwear. I mean, a pair of boxers, it just does not work. It's got to go in the right leg or the left leg. Like, I'm sorry, just... I don't know. Sorry, I couldn't control myself. You fucking idiot. I'm not on the pill and you knew that. Yeah, my bad. I'm sure you'll figure it out somehow, he says. What? You're the only one who gets to come? Sorry, I don't know what came over me that I came so fast. Probably because you were wearing that slutty underwear. Your cum was still oozing down her leg and dripping onto the floor. I'm gonna kill you. Now I gotta get another day after pill. Pool. Another day after pool. So that's how they're gonna do it. So yank it right out of her. Nope. Goodbye, uterus. We just take the whole thing out. There we go. Fuck. I said I'm sorry, right? That's what you get. Maybe you won't tie me up like that anymore. Ugh. Just wait. Just get out and wait till I get dressed. Only me... Excuse me, that's the wrong grammar for that. Only I could take a bad spelling error and turn it into a fucking joke. You do so, and after Mia changes back to her clothes, you head back home. Mia rushed into the room as soon as you walked into the house, and you just strolled to your room and played games on your PC.
Yeah. Like a real Chad.
Playing fucking PC games. Playing at Trails right now.
It's a fun game. It's not as... Like, oh, these RPGs are for kids or teenagers. No, that's... It's got a lot going on in it.
Also, I was playing Persona 2, and... Persona 2, if you go into the bushes of the bike rack at the very beginning of the game... You're gonna hear a student. Well, you won't hear him, but you'll basically talk to a student. He is fantasizing about having sex with one of the teachers. Like, that's why it's gonna be hard for them to remake those games. They said they're thinking about it. Nah, you can't do that. You need to leave that shit alone.
Ugh, she seemed angry. Maybe she'll think twice about tying me to a chair next time. Guess I'll just go back to my game.
Before you knew it, it was already 9. Oh shit, it's already this late? I better go to bed. You turn off the PC and go to bed. Just wanted this day to pass anyway to see if Mother comes to my room again. You take your boxers off and lie on your back. If that was you take off your boxers and lie on your back, but whatever. After half an hour later, you hear the door slowly open. Your cock grew immediately since. You knew it was coming. It's just like, what is it, boy? Slowly opening your eyes. Your mother was standing above you. Fresh out of the shower, wrapped in only a towel. She let the towel drop. Damn, she has an amazing body. Your mother was standing naked in front of you. Her chest was extraordinarily firm, considering her age. Getting on the bed. Yeah, this is all freaking fantasy, folks. None of this is real. We don't condone actual, like, incest stuff. I mean, obviously, none of this shit... None of these people look like... Old Bob and his sister or whatever. Jim Bob and his sister.
It's here, my sister Peggy. And we're about to do some love making.
Nah. See, this is not that. This may as well be a bunch of porn stars that are, you know, playing the roles of characters, because they all look like porn stars. She sat on your car, except for like one, and that's that friend, which I haven't even seen in a while. Her pussy pressing hard against your hard shaft. Her pussy's pressing hard against your hard shaft. Man, fucking A1 writing, right? I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I just can't help myself. She continues grinding her soaking wet pussy against your cock. Mmm, feels so good. I've been thinking about this all day long. She places your cock right at her opening. I want your big cock inside me. She slowly pushes ahead inside her. Grim, this feels so good. She continued lowering herself till your cock was balls deep inside her pussy. Oh God, you're so big. I can't believe she's actually doing this. Slowly she starts moving her hips. That's weird. That's not supposed to be somebody talking. Her large tits bouncing around as she rode your cock were hypnotic. Come on, come inside your pussy. Fill me with your hot cum. Feeling her son's cock inside her pushes your mother closer and closer to the edge. The walls of her pussy kept tightening around your shaft. It was driving you mad. She tried staying as quiet as she could. Yes, I'm coming! Her pussy was now twitching around you, contracting and relaxing. She was coming with your dick deep inside her wet cunt. And you couldn't hold it in anymore, either. Thrusting your cock as far as it could go, you start shooting bursts of cum directly into the deepest edges of her pussy. Good lord. Forcing every drop of semen you had into her. Still in the days from the ecstasy she was in, your mother collapses onto your chest, with your cock still buried inside her. It took her a few moments, and finally she managed to straighten herself up. Your cock, now semi-hard, slips out of her soaking pussy. Still panting, she gets off the bed. Turning your head a little, you snook another peek at your mother's perfect naked body. Her nice, round, delicious-looking ass. And they come to slowly oozing down her slender, amazing legs. She turns to you with a smile on her lips. Can't wait to do this again soon, Grim. With that, she walks out of your room. You contemplate a little, trying to wrap your head around what just happened, and after a little while, you fall asleep. Next morning, around 7, Grim. What? Grim, wake up, dipshit. Why the yelling? What time is it anyway? It's 7 in the morning. Get up. Why is he naked? Not gonna ask. 7 in the morning? Why the hell would you wake me up this early? You're gonna go get the morning after pill. Me? Yeah, you. You're the one to blame for this anyway. But seriously, you got something to say after what you did? Seems like she's in a mood. Better just do it. Fine. That's what I thought. Still looking a little pissed, Mia stomps out of your room. Guess I better get dressed and do this then. You went out and got the pill. Slightly rushing back, you were home not long after. Got the pill. Finally. She almost wipes the pill from your hand. After taking a glass of water, she downs the pill right away. Ugh, I'm going to my room. Yeah, yeah. Without much to do, you went back to your game. At around noon. Come on already, huh? From Emma? Come to Mia's room ASAP. Oh, man. It says, come to Mia's room ASAP. Now what? You go to your sister's room. What do you want? What do you want, really? Two smoking hot girls call you to their room, and that's the first thing you say? It's never that simple with you two, especially. Well, aren't you a smart cookie? You're right, though. We didn't call you here for a booty call. Not yet, at least. For fuck's sake, just spit it already. Okay, let me start with a question, then. Do you like fucking? What?
You heard me. Sex, do you enjoy it? Of course I do. Who doesn't? Exactly. Emma gets off the bed and prowls towards you. And how about money? You like that too, right? Yeah, where you going with this? Emma brushes up against your side, moving her hand down to your crotch. Then I presume you wouldn't object to using this magnificent gift of yours to make a lot of money, right? She squeezes your crotch tightly, causing you to flinch in surprise. Or should I say, loads of it. What the hell are you even... Wait a second, she couldn't possibly mean what I think she does, right? Porn? Is that what you're talking about? Not quite. What, I was right? You turn to Mia. And you're actually considering this? I could really use the money, Grim, not that I have that many options. How about getting a job in the fucking grocery or something? Hell, I'm sure you get the job just by showing the manager your tits. I wouldn't make shit doing that. No fucking way. And a girl's gotta retain some self-respect, of course. She worked as a stripper. She just told me yesterday. Yeah, so? I spent the entire time being ogled by fat, cheap old men. The town's too small to make any real money like that. She stands up with fierce determination. Look, Grim, I'm 21. I got no savings, no college education. I really need to get out of this house. The money we'd make, it could really set us both up. Not like we never fucked before, so what difference does it make if it's on camera? We haven't done it for the whole world to see, that's the difference. It's not even mentioning the fact that it's illegal. Not everywhere it isn't. Huh? You're on your PC all day long. I'm sure you've heard of something called the dark web. Oof! Of course I did. Still, it's completely anonymous and transactionally untraceable. Did you just now read up on those big words? Emma sidles up beside you once more, flossy transitioning back into her sexy act. You got any idea how rare it is to find the type of content you two could provide? It's dirty. It's twisted. It's downright sick. Ugh. Gee, that. And so hot. No, I don't think so. Best part, it's completely untapped. So what do you suppose happened when there's such a high demand for something? With such a low supply, people pay hand over fist for it. Right, just to calm your tits about anonymity, just the nature of the dark web makes it next to impossible for someone to find you. Guess you're right. One thing bothers me, though. How do you come into this? What's your angle? Or rather, how do you come into this? What's your angle? Simple. I'll take care of the business side of things. Shoot all the non-POV videos, organize the wardrobe because I have impeccable taste. Of course you do. And maybe, just maybe, I'll occasionally participate. Okay if it's okay with you two, of course. Excuse me, only if it's okay with you two, of course. So, we doing this or not? Look, I'm not promising anything, but since you have your heart set on it, I'll give it a shot. Excitedly. That's not how you spell excitedly. Mia lunges at you. Thank you. Sounded like that dude on Metal Slug. Thank you! It'd be the hostages you get. Well, I think I'm gonna head off home and give you two kids some alone time. Thanks, Em. Don't think I could have convinced him without your help. I'm standing here, you know? Don't mention it. Give me a call tomorrow when your mother and father leave so we can get to it. In the meantime, I'll start brainstorming some ideas. Ideas? Why does that make me nervous? Emma waves you off as she leaves the bedroom. Oh, you have no idea, giggle. A sudden burst of dread rattles through you. I suppose I'll be hitting the hay now as well. Oh, really? But I thought we could, you know, celebrate our new venture? We could, but I got a feeling you're gonna need as much rest as possible before the big event tomorrow. We don't want to overwork the poor fella in your pants, right? Oh, he can take it. Years of training. Then let's postpone it for my sake. I want to be fully rejuvenated for when the camera starts rolling tomorrow, okay? Okay, if that's what you really want. I suppose I'll head off to bed then, too. Don't worry, Grandma. More than make up for it tomorrow. Trust me. Who'd have thought it was possible to be this excited and scared shitless at the same time? It does seem like some bad things are going to happen. You head to your room, get undressed, and go to bed. Can't believe this is actually going to happen. Me doing porn? And with my sister, no less. Ugh. Agreeing to this goes against all my better judgment, as it should.
Debating with yourself a little longer, you soon fall asleep, and next morning... Not the best night's sleep I ever had, gotta admit. Though, what guy would when he has a day like this to look forward to?
Most guys, porn with my sister, No, no thank you, that ain't gonna happen. There's not too many guys I know that'd be like, oh man, my sister, I can't wait! No.
Wonder if she's up yet. You get up and stroll over to Mia's room. Seeing she's not there, you go downstairs. As you're walking down the stairs, you overhear Mia and Emma talking as you peek in. So you peek in. The girls were talking, not noticing you peeking from the stairs. He'd never agree to it, Em. I'm not even sure I'd be willing to do it. Don't be a drama queen, not like you haven't done it before. Uh-oh. I'd never agree to it? The hell are they talking about? That's different. It's too risky and you know it. That's the whole point. The vanilla bullshit everyone does isn't gonna cut it. I thought we went past the vanilla tag since we're, you know... fine, but we're... You leaned in too much and Emma notices. Oh, look who's up. We were just talking about you. With your eavesdropping failed, you walk up to them. Yeah, I heard. What exactly is this all about? Well, your sister here doesn't think you're... Emma. The more Mia acts weird, the more I want to know what it is. Okay, we'll put a pin in it for now. This convo's not over yet, though. Got it? Fine, let's just move on. So what are you doing today? Seeing how you're hesitating this much about what I planned, we'll just start with something simple. Wait, are mother and father gone? No, they're hiding under the couch listening to us. Of course they're gone. How quickly your gratefulness goes away. Emma must have really put her in a bad mood. Although, that'd actually be kind of hot. Also, speaking of couches, that's exactly where you'll be fucking. That's the idea you brainstormed? Yeah, for today at least. Emma holds her phone up, and I'm gonna record it. Now take your pants off and sit on the couch. On just a shitty little cell phone? And Mia, you strip down to your underwear. I know, some phones can be really good for that nowadays. She sure has a knack for ordering people around. Can't say I hate it, though. Without protest, Mia stands in front of you and starts undressing. Damn, looks like she's enjoying this after all. Wow, Mia, where'd you get that? Just a little something Grim bought me. I know he likes it, so I decided to wear it. And gotta admit, I like it too. You started recording yet? Or should I get him hard first? I'll start as soon as you shut up and start handling that juicy cock in front of you. Want to catch it all from beginning to end. Jeez, you sure know how to be delicate about it. Mia gets down on her hands and knees and starts gently stroking your cock with her silky smooth hand. You notice a slight tentativeness to her motions, though. How's that for you? It's okay, really good. I'm glad, and how about this? That feel good too? Fuck me, does it ever. I'll never get sick of this. She licks and strokes your cock simultaneously. However, you notice something strange happening. How about we go a little deeper? Suddenly, Mia swallows your cock in one swift motion. Holy fuck, you really went for it there, huh? Something's up. Or rather, not up. Oh yeah, keep going, you're turning me on so much. She pulls your dick out of her mouth. He's still soft? If I'm turning you on so much, why the fuck aren't you getting hard? Shit, she's right. What the hell's going on?
I'm not sure.
What now, little misdirector? The one time I actually need him to get hard, he can't. Relax, he's probably just suffering from a little performance anxiety. Anxiety will give you problems with erections, unfortunately. You think? He can't do it here when I've sucked him off more than once. Still think we should have gone with your idea? Guys, this isn't really helping. Oh, shut up. Again, Mia swallows your cock. She sucked and sucked and sucked your cock. But to no avail. No matter what she tried a lot. Your shaft refused to get hard. For something like this to happen now of all times is more than a little humiliating. Ugh, alright, that's enough. Who knows, maybe some people have an erectile dysfunction fetish. Dysfunction? I'm just nervous. Anyway, if you're so concerned, why don't you come over and help out?
True. You might as well try doing something useful, since everything you've recorded so far is pretty much useless. I guess I don't really have much of a choice now, do I? Make room, Mia. We'll get him going. Emma kneels next to Mia, watching her stroke your cock. You slightly shiver as you feel her warm breath against your shaft. Oh no, this just won't do. Whatever can be done to fix this? Who knows, maybe he'll be more obedient to your lips. Try giving him a kiss. I'd love to. As Mia stroked, Emma kissed the tip of your penis. Tell me, are my lips to your liking? More than you could know. Please, just keep going. As if she'd done it a million times before, Emma expertly began swirling her tongue around the tip of your cock. It was pure ecstasy, something even Mia had never done before. This is sort of a secret weapon of mine. You should feel lucky, Grim. Not many guys had the pleasure of experiencing it. As Emma gently licks and caresses the tip, Mia in unison delicately strokes your shaft. Finally, you feel your cock start to grow. I can't believe it. I'm getting hard. Fucking finally. Oh, look who woke up. Guess you can add fluffer to your job description too, huh? Gotta admit, that was amazing, Emma. Keep going. I'm flattered that you enjoyed it so much, but I don't think so. You forgot why we're doing this? Two of you can continue now, and I'll record. Alright, okay. God, don't look so bummed out about it. How the hell am I supposed to feel? Shush, we don't want him losing his hard on again. Just keep going. Ha, I really am good at it, aren't I? And without another word, Mia continued sucking your cock. She was good, great even, but wasn't doing the thing Emma had been. Not that it mattered anymore. You were hard as a rock now. Oh yeah, keep doing it just like that, sister. Nice going, Grim. I like that sister talk. You do it too, Mia. I want to sell the whole brother-sister angle. Is that how you want it, brother? Just feeling your sister's wet tongue slobbering all over your spit-covered cock turn you on? Holy shit, does it ever. A few minutes ago, I couldn't even get hard. I want to see my cock dripping with your spit, and now I'm not sure how much longer I can take this. If you so desire. Without warning, she starts deep-throating you. Okay. I'm gonna make the little asshole come so fucking hard, I just know it. I'm gonna come so fucking hard, I just know it. We're gonna make so much fucking money from this, I just know it. Almost aggressively, Mia yanks her head off of your saliva-covered and soaked in pre-cum cock, breathing heavily as tears run down her eyes. So what's next? What do you think? Get on and start riding him. Hey, I think I found my calling. Porno producer has a nice ring to it. Standing up, Mia takes off both her skirt and her panties. Don't go soft on me yet, dear brother. Oh lord, she's literally using the dear brother now. I'm not done with you just yet. I wouldn't dare. Not that it's even possible in these conditions. Exactly what I wanted to hear. How about I tease you a little? Do whatever the hell you want. Treat me like your plaything, for all I care. Ooh, I do like the sound of that. In one swift moment, Mia... Well, yeah, it's I don't know if that's moment or movement. But in one swift moment, Mia thrusts her entire weight over the top of your granite hard-on. Her lubricated, dripping cunt squeezing tightly around your throbbing cock. I'll never get over how perfect this feels. You drive me so damn crazy. Oh yeah, you like fucking your slutty sister? There's nothing I want to do more. She starts thrusting up and down. Good, now shut up and don't stop fucking me until I come. You feel yourself losing total control to Mia's perfectly synchronized motions. Emma, the camera. All of it washes from your mind as you ride this incredible wave of ecstasy. I actually cut song lyrics for this. Wow, look at him go. I'm almost jealous I can't join in. I didn't expect this to turn me on so much. Shit, I'm drenched too. Grunt, I'm gonna come. Hold on. I can't hold it anymore. With a fraction of a second to go, Mia makes it just in time to have her face painted by your spunk. The sticky goo forms layers upon layers as you wonder if you've ever come so much before. This was exactly the kind of facial I've been craving for. I want every last drop. Feed me all of it. What an exhibitionist this little slut is. I never thought she can be this vocal during sex. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call the money shot. Bravo! That was great, Mia. Phew, I think I need a nap. You know, I hate to intrude, but if you're really sorry if I didn't at least have a little taste. Seeing this, Emma looks come from the side of Mia's face. And how is it? Absolutely delicious. Ever wanted to know what tons of cash tastes like? Well, I've always wondered. Emma plants a big kiss on Mia's lips. Yum. Hey, Grim, what's it like hearing your sister? The girls turn to realize you're asleep. That was quick. I must have fucked all the energy out of him. Ha ha. Yeah, and it ended all over your face. Oh well, we're done with them anyway. I'm gonna go get cleaned up. Meet you in my room in a few. She picks up her clothes off the floor. Okay, and what about Grim? Let him rest. I think mother and father won't be home for a while, so it's safe. Moments later, Mia was in the upstairs bathroom. That turned out to be a lot more fun than I thought it'd be. Especially considering how badly it begun. As Mia washed her semen off her face, she was struck with a sudden burst of not shame but pride. Pride for doing what she did. No guilt, no regret, just complete and total assuredness that what she was getting involved in was the right call. All cleaned up. I wonder if semen's good for the skin. It actually is. Emma waiting. I should get going. With a smile on her face, Mia strolls to her room. Hey, what you doing? Just editing the video. What's there to edit? Really? How about the part where I had to step in because you couldn't get Grim hard? I would have done it eventually. Besides, I've done a lot more with him than you have. Of course, it's more exciting for him. I can't compete with the new flavor of the day and all. I don't know. Like, I have some lyrics for this that I think they'll be funny. And you'll be fucking your sister and your mother and your dad. And you'll be fucking your sister and your dad. That's what I just think now. Now I'm just like, and you're fucking your dummy. And she's sucking. Somebody's gonna turn that into a goddamn song now. It's like you can hear it though, right? You can definitely hear it now. Oh man. I can't compete with the new flavor of the day and all. You know, I've written lyrics for songs, folks. I've actually performed music. So if I wanted to, and I had a few minutes, I could legit make a fucking song for this game. Or excuse me, make lyrics for this song based on this game.
incident and be like, what have you done? Look, I couldn't. It just came to me after a while. I can't compete with the new flavor of the day at all. You're a sister. You're supposed to be the most exciting and exhilarating fuck that he'd ever get in his entire life. I can't be the one that get him going every time we do this. You won't have to. I bet it was just first day jitters. At least he can only get better as we go along, right? He better, because once I upload this video, I guarantee you'll start developing a fan base real fucking quick. And once that train gets going, there's no stopping it. I'm still not sure why you're so confident about all of this. Are there really that many people who want to see this stuff? Trust me, there's plenty. And even if there weren't, the ones that are, they're willing to pay big bucks for it. Like I already told you, there's a lot of money to be made in such an untapped genre. It's one of, if not the most popular fetishes right now. And those are just the phony role-playing videos. You and Grim, you're the real thing. You're also extremely fucking illegal. But I gotta remind you folks, this is just a game. Do not do this. We do not condone this. It's just a game. Guess you're right. I still can't believe we're doing this, but if you say it could be that lucrative, I don't see any reason not to at least try. Well, the feds are like, I mean, you're gonna have the feds, the police? Like, you can't do that shit. Like, you can go to jail for that shit. That's my girl. Also, speaking of trying things, I think now's a good time as any to continue our convo from earlier. I wish you'd just let that go. I want to keep what we're doing between us. Why can't you just accept that? Who says it won't stay between us? It's just that there'll be a few unwitting spectators, too. As long as you're discreet about it, no one's ever going to notice. There's a chance they will, though. Isn't it the fact that you know, isn't that enough? Won't that make us enough money? Enough? Probably. Still, you know what would make way, way more? Fucking and sucking and gagging on your little brother's big, thick cock right under the noses of a completely oblivious crowd. Oof! Oh, God. You know when I said there's barely anyone doing the real thing like you and Grim? Well, no one's taking a risk of doing it in public, because they're not idiots. Trust me, I did my research. I searched long and hard and couldn't find a single one. God, I don't want to know what her search history is. Maybe because no one's dumb enough to try? Smart girl! Or they're dumb for leaving so much money out on the table. Let's say hypothetically I agreed to it. Where would we even do this? Simple. Whatever your fans want. What? Really? Do I have to explain everything? You let the fans vote on whichever location they want. Location, time, even who you do it in front of. They won't feel like powerless voyeurs if you give them that sort of control. They'll feed off that for sure. Wow, you really thought this through, huh? What can I say? I guess this kind of thing gets my creative juices flowing. There's still one problem, though. There's probably no way that Grimm's ever gonna agree. Well, that's assuming we allow him a choice. Giggle. Back downstairs. Sluggishly waking up from your day's nap, you scan the empty living room for Mia and Emma. What happened? Where are those two? You look down at your naked bottom half and recall the last thing you can. Shit, must have dozed off. Why would they move me to the other couch? Weird. I know I was tired, but I didn't think it was that much. Getting up, you put your clothes back on. I should go see what the girls are doing. I can't believe they just left me here like this. You were upstairs soon after. Hey, where's Emma? Oh, you're awake. Emma went home a little while ago. A little while ago? What time is it? Around noon, I think. Noon? Why'd you let me sleep so long? What? You upset you didn't get to kiss her goodbye? It never ceases to amaze me how quickly she can transition between a dirty clum slut and a typical bitchy sister. Forget it. What are you doing? Excuse me, is... forget it. What are you doing? I'm glad you asked. Come here and take a look at our very own website. That sure came together quickly. You look at the laptop screen. Yeah, even I had no idea what a Wiz M was when it came to all this computer stuff. She even edited and uploaded our scene before she left. Our scene? Take it easy, Spielberg. We just started this. We don't have any idea if people will watch. Is that what you're concerned about? If so, I suggest you direct your eyes. Here. 11? 11 what? It's the number of subscribers, you big dummy. That's in less than an hour. Unbelievable, right? I actually thought M wasn't talking out of her ass this whole time. What? Hold on. Eleven subscribers? That means at least 11 people have seen us. Fuck? Wipe that stunned look off your face, haha. This is good news, Grim. At this rate, we'll be raking in money faster than we can count it. You should really have more realistic expectations, Mia. For all you know, it could stop growing at 15. There's no way that's happening. Because this is only a taste of what's to come. Once we get rolling, people won't be able to resist paying for the crazy shit we'll be uploading. I'd love to know what makes you so sure. I hope Emma's not. As you stood above Mia talking, you noticed an odd post on the website. What's that right there? Is that a poll or something? Instantly, Mia slaps the laptop screen down. No, it's nothing. Don't worry about that. It's just, fuck, think of something quick. It's a survey. Yeah, that's it. Emma thought it'd be a good idea to get a sense of our demographic. That way she can tailor our videos towards it. Ooh. I guess that could be helpful. She's lying so bad. Sucks I can't get into her laptop ever since she changed her password. Anyway, I gotta run to the store and pick up groceries for tonight. You're picking up groceries for tonight? Alright, there's a first for everything, I guess. What can I say? Today was such a success, I thought I'd make dinner for everyone. I even invited Emma over, seeing as it's her that's got all this started. Yeah, I'm sure she'll really appreciate that. Not sure what exactly, but something definitely up. Mia cooking? Inviting Emma over for dinner too? Inventing? She's never done either of those things. Not that I blame her for the latter. Mother's been disliking Emma ever since she saw her making out with some dude in their backyard. Well, I'm off. I'll be a while, so behave yourself. She starts leaving. We both know you wouldn't love me if I did. Haha, you really do know me well, huh? Catch you later. Damn, I'm still tired. I'll go take another nap since there's nothing else to do. You go back to your room and fall asleep shortly after. A few hours later, you wake up and hearing voices downstairs, you head there. As you enter the kitchen, you catch a glimpse of Mia doing something you never thought possible. Cooking. Hey, Mother, when'd you two come back? Hi, sweetie, just a moment ago, actually. More importantly, though, you feeling okay? Yeah, I guess. Good, Mia told me you weren't feeling so well, so I let you sleep a little longer. She told Mother I wasn't feeling okay? Why would she do that? What do you think, Grim? Don't I look just like a housewife? Giggle. Sure, you definitely look like one. I just pray the food won't kill me. You're not gonna wait long. The food should be ready in like 10 minutes or less. Oh, Emma's here. Get the door, Grim. Yeah, sure. You head over and let Emma in. Nice to see you again, Grim. She greets you as if she hadn't directed a porno between you and Mia just a few hours ago. Always good to see you, Emma. Come in, everyone's in the kitchen. Thanks. Emma follows you to the kitchen. The moment you walk into the kitchen, you notice a scowl across your mother's face. Emma, you're just in time. Hi, babe. Babe, she really changed ever since she went to college. I just hope it doesn't rub off on Mia. Hey, Emma, haven't seen you in a while. How have you been? Not too bad, although lately things have really started coming together for me. There's no way that was meant as an innuendo. Glad to hear it. Couldn't imagine what. And dinner's ready. Come on, let's sit down and eat. I can hardly wait to taste it. Mia says this while she and Emma look at you with a slight smirk across their faces. I completely agree. Hopefully the food ain't bad either. Gulp. Why do I get the feeling this isn't going to be a regular dinner? Soon almost everyone was at the table. Grim, come sit between your sister and me. We prepared a seat just for you.
Okay.
As you go to sit between the two girls, you notice them sneaking cheeky glances at each other.
I know I already said this too many times, Mia, but thank you for making dinner. It's really nice of you.
Ah, my pleasure, Mother. I know how hard you and Father work, so I thought for once I'd lighten your load a little. You feel Mia's leg nudging you as she emphasized the word load.
Careful, Mia, your mother might start getting used to it.
Not true at all. I admit it's nice to have someone else do the cooking once in a while. She turns her gaze towards you and coyly smiles. But I really mean this. There's nothing gives me more pleasure than taking care of you guys.
Oh, I don't think she's talking about the food anymore.
I'm sure the food's gonna taste more than fine. Although, let's not get our hopes up too much. Never saw Mia fry an egg, let alone do a whole dinner.
Yeah, I mean, it looks okay. Oh, come on, she's more capable than you think, I'm sure of it.
If you don't like it, maybe you shouldn't have even come over for dinner, brat.
This is fun. You should come over for dinner more often, Emma.
Of course he's oblivious.
Yeah, you definitely should. I'd love to. Who knows? Maybe this could become a regular thing.
Definitely. You're helping with the cooking next time, though. The girls still looks at each other again. If you hadn't known better, you guess it was some joke only they were in on. But you definitely knew better.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's dig in.
Oh, wait a minute. I want there to be video evidence in case the food's poisonous.
Come on, Emma. Can't we just eat dinner in peace?
I'm not really in the mood to be recorded.
She has a point, hon. If Mia does poison us, our souls would never find peace if she ever got away with it. Ha ha ha.
I'm on fire tonight. Ugh, would he shut the fuck up already?
Say hi to the camera, everyone. She does not like her husband.
Hi.
This is so stupid. The girls are acting strange. What's happening?
Finally, everyone starts eating. For a short while, other than the sound of cutlery scraping against plates, the room was virtually silent.
And? Opinions? Remember, you're under oath.
Actually, it ain't that bad. Honestly, I was worried how I'd go about spitting the food out without anybody noticing.
Thanks for the compliment?
How about you, Mother?
Ugh, she's pissing me off so. She's acting like we...
Why am I letting her get under my skin?
I'm pleasantly surprised. I knew you had it in you, Mia. You're a lot more capable than people give you credit.
Again, thanks for the backhanded compliment. Jeez, guys, I had no idea you thought I'm that incompetent.
As she was saying this, Mia's left hand slithered below the table without anyone noticing, and into your lap. Without letting you even react, she starts rubbing.
I do have other skills, just so you know.
What the hell is this slut doing?
Mother and father are literally across the table.
Isn't that right, Grim? I'm sure you can think of a couple.
I guess.
Oh, come on, Grim. Name at least one thing. I mean, you don't want to offend the poor girl, do you?
Emma says this while keeping her eyes firmly planted above the table. She's trying her best not to cause any suspicion. Still, she couldn't stop herself from teasing you. After all, the danger of getting caught might have been the most exciting part of it all. You're kind of putting me on the spot here, you know?
How about I give you a hint?
Right then and there, Mia pulls your cock out of your pants with magician-like speed and skill.
Oh, no! Don't tell me it's gonna be the Starless Buffet! No, not again! I don't want the flashbacks!
Cough. You okay, Grim? Guess the poison Mia used was one of those delayed effect types. Ha ha ha. Nailed it. Having guests must really bring out the funny man in me.
I'm fine. It's just that the food, it's a little...
hot?
She started stroking harder while still maintaining perfect composure. As far as the other side of the table was concerned, nothing suspicious was taking place.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. The fuck are these crazy bitches thinking? We're gonna get busted.
And what about you, Emma? You enjoying the food?
I agree completely. I actually completely agree with you. It's not bad at all.
Know what, though?
Beneath the table, Emma starts running her foot up your father's leg. It's good company that really makes the meal, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, of course.
Looks like the food's got you too. Funny, I don't find the food to be hot at all.
Really?
I guess that's the thing about spicy food. You can never be quite sure when it'll... Pressing her foot hard into your father's crotch, Emma smiles before finishing her sentence. Creep up on you. That's exactly right, Emma. It can be very, unexpected. Hey, I just realized something. It's only affecting the guys. Weird, huh? Faster and faster, Mia strokes your throbbing cock. She's actually trying to make you come. Furthermore, she's well on her way to succeeding. Oh, fuck yeah. Grim, language. We're having dinner, so refrain from cussing, please. Yeah, Grim, that kind of dirty talk is really inappropriate in front of our guests. I think you should apologize. Can't believe she's busting my balls while jerking me off. What the hell got into her? I'm sorry, don't know what came over me. Fuck the both of you. I appreciate it, but you really don't have to apologize. It's okay. Emma turns to your father and bites her bottom lip while still rubbing her foot against his crotch. I guess sometimes you just can't help yourself, giggle. Oh no, I'm gonna... And like a river busting through a dam, your cock erupted, spraying cum on the underside of the table. Using all the will you could muster, you tried to keep a poker face, while bursts of ecstasy sent shivers down your spine. Oh god, why does it have to feel this good? Oh my, Grim, your face is really red. I had no idea you were so bad with spicy food. Don't worry, Mother, I think the worst part's over. I think so too. With a slight pout, Emma removes her foot off of your father's crotch. And just like that, it was all over. They could have used, like, tacos or something. It's just, like, meat and potatoes and vegetables. I don't know how they made that hot. I guess they just put hot spices all over it? I don't know. As your dick slowly returned to its natural size, Mia put her hand back where it belonged. And Emma, what the... Did she just... Not as distracted as you were, you notice Emma sliding her phone back into her pocket. That's when you realize exactly why all this happened. Well, that was a good meal, for me at least. Although I'm not sure the boys would agree. It was definitely something different. Thanks again, Mia, for doing this. You kids go relax in the living room and I'll do the washing up. It's the least I can do. No, I mean, I insist on doing it. Maybe you didn't cook, but I'm sure you still need to wind down after a whole day of housework, right? You're not wrong. It's been a rather long day. Perfect. You and Father go relax and I'll clean up all the mess, including the one I made under the table. Can't say no to that, I guess. Thanks, Grim. Your mother and father walk out of the kitchen. As they do, Mia and Emma get up too. Not the two of you. Problem? Yeah, you can say that. You losing your fucking mind sound like a problem? Didn't you hear your mother just now? You should really watch your language at the dinner table. Oh, preaching? Maybe I should be more like you. You know, secretly record people while they get a non-consensual hand job. Ha, you're crying about non-consensual? Don't go taking such a moral high ground, hypocrite. It was during dinner. All your subscribers will thank you for it, just like you should be thanking us. Really? And why should I do that exactly? Because when you see how much cash these kinds of videos make, you'll be begging to eat my pussy all day long just to show appreciation. Pretty sure he'd do that anyway. What are these kinds of videos? I thought we were already doing that. We were. We're just taking it to the next level now. Next level is doing it in front of mother and father? You're nuts, you do realize that, right? I take that as a compliment. To be an innovator, you gotta have a little crazy in you, and I got plenty to spare. Good, take it somewhere else then. Good man. You know I didn't agree to this, though, Mia. You know I didn't agree to this, Mia. I don't get what the big deal is. There's pretty much no way they would have caught us. Yeah, she's right. Your mother was probably just relieved someone else cooked. And your father, well, I made sure he was focused on other things. Haha. Huh? What does that mean? Don't worry, it's nothing to worry yourself about. You know, not patting us on the back or something, but those guys turned out pretty good. I'd like to think that part of it, at least, was thanks to living with us. I agree, though. Yeah? Actually, it's nothing. Never mind. Come on, what is it? It's just that I'm not too keen on Emma. Really? I had no idea you felt this way. What exactly bothers you? Not sure. I just have a bad feeling about her. I think she's a bad influence on Mia. Don't be silly. She seems like a lovely girl. Lovely, huh? Maybe you've seen a side to her that I haven't. If she's referring to her slutty side, then yes, yes, I have. I guess she just seems like a nice, cute girl, that's all. Lovely and cute? I don't have something to worry about, do I? Real funny. You know what I meant. Shit, did I really just describe her as cute? You're in the doghouse now. You'll be on the couch. You're a married man, idiot. Get it together. But Why'd she have to be so damn arousing? It's like Steve Harvey.
You're a married man, idiot. Get it together. I've had 7 divorces.
And he had 7 divorces? A lot. He's paying a lot of money. He'd be on Family Feud for the rest of his life. But why'd she have to be so damn arousing? You thinking about something? Oh, nothing. Although I did have one idea. Your father suggestively places his hand on your mother's knee. Really? But the kids could come by any second now. They're washing the dishes. We both know they're not finishing that soon. Plus, they got Emma to distract them. We've got more than plenty of time. I know I shouldn't even consider it, but it's been so long since we've been intimate. And if I can get him while he's in the mood. Could you just suck it real quick? What? Honestly, what happened with Emma got me riled up a lot. You're turning me on so much right now. Just a quick blowjob? God, he's such a prick, but guess I'll take what I can get. Yeah, that's good, honey. So definitely take my mind off Emma. That's a more realistic size. She's sucking hard and fast from the start. As if actually trying to just get it over with as soon as possible. Not because she was afraid of getting caught. It's because she refused to reward her husband with the full experience. In her mind, that was reserved for someone else. This is amazing. I almost forgot how good you were at this. Whose fault do you think is that? Oh, God. Mine. Definitely mine. As your mother's mouth slurped back and forth along his shaft, she began feeling the quite familiar pulsating twitch. Here it comes. A hot thick load burst into her throat almost faster than she can swallow it. Almost. I had no idea you were so backed up. Well, I can't believe you swallowed it all. Since when do you do that? Well, not like I could let you make a mess all over the couch, right? Suppose not. But still, that was intense. Thanks. How about you help me out next? You know what? I got a really big day tomorrow, so... Rain check? Selfish fucking prick. Sure thing, hun. Won't be holding my breath, that's for sure. Thanks, I'm just gonna head to bed then. Say goodnight to everyone for me. Sweet dreams. And with that, he left. As your mother sat up and continued watching whatever was on TV, she's becoming more irritated by the second. She's soaking wet, horny out of her mind, and no one to satisfy her. That asshole always does this. You'd think I would've learned by now. You know what? Screw it. Right then and there, she lifted up her dress, spreading her legs apart. Your mother began fingering herself. Not her ideal way of getting off, but it was all she had right now. How did I become like this, to do this here of all places? Blowing that bastard was risky enough. But this, they could be done in the kitchen any second now. But I just can't help myself. Suddenly, as she predicted, she hears voices drawing nearer. Damn it! With no time to think, she grabbed a cushion beside her and covered the exposed part. We finished washing up, Mother. Thanks, sweetie. I can't say it enough, but I really appreciate it. My pleasure. Where's Father? He's feeling a bit tired, so he decided to have an early night. Okay. Well, me and Emma are gonna go hang out in my room. Sure, you two have fun. With that, the girls leave upstairs. Phew, that was close. Another second, I definitely would have been caught. Wait, where's... Hey, Mother, anything good on TV? Oh, Grim, you startled me. Anything good on TV? No, not really. You must be really bored then. Want some company? Yeah, sure, why not? What? Why the hell did I say that? As you sit next to your mother, you notice her seeming somewhat uncomfortable. Everything okay, Mother? Yeah, everything's fine. You seem a little on edge. On edge? I'm sitting next to my son with 2 fingers inside me. I'm just a little exhausted, that's all. Fair enough, let's just sit here and try finding something interesting on TV. A few minutes roll by when, out of the corner of your eye, you notice your mother slightly squirming beside you. What's Mother doing? You turn to look at her and see that her eyes are closed, plus her breathing looks slightly heavier than usual. Is she touching herself and she's doing it right next to me? What's come over me? How is doing this next to him making me this wet? I don't want to stop. I just hope he doesn't notice. There's no way she actually thinks I'm not noticing this. Sensing your eyes on her, she turns to make eye contact. Like what you see? What do you mean? What do I mean? The movie, of course. I can't believe how wet teasing him like this is making me. Oh, the movie. It's okay, I guess. How do you like it? I really, really like it. Shit, I'm getting a boner. I better cover it before she notices. Your mother looks at your attempt to hide your erection. Just the sight of this sends sordid thoughts racing through her mind. It's taking everything I got not to jump his bones right now. If only he were asleep, this would have been a lot easier to handle. You know, I might just head off to bed too. It's been a long day. A long, long day. Alright, sweetie, good night. Did he just read my mind? She couldn't help but feel both relief and disappointment at the same time. On one hand, how this turned out was probably the best. Was probably for the best. On the other, she'd be lying if... on the other hand, she'd be lying if she told herself he wasn't hoping for things to escalate. Meanwhile, upstairs, still excited about what happened earlier, Mia was pacing back and forth. I can't believe we actually went through with it. My heart's still racing. Gotta say, I had my doubts. Wasn't really sure you'd go through with it. Pretty proud of you, to be honest. I've done some crazy shit, but this? And in front of our mother and father, that's on a whole new level. Uh-huh, sure is. Don't forget, though, we're just getting started. Yeah, I don't really know about that. What do you mean? It couldn't have gone any smoother. You're joking, right? Grim was pretty pissed off, you know. And to be honest, I can't really blame him. He'll come around eventually, don't worry. We just gotta give him enough incentive. Prove to him that the reward outweighs the risk or something like that. I suppose, I just hope this video gets as much, if not more, attention as the first one. Trust me, Mia, it will. It'll get a lot more attention. And it's up! You uploaded it? Yup, there's nothing more to do now except wait. This is kinda exciting. Which part exactly? The one where you make a shit ton of money, or... The part with strangers online jerk off to you giving your brother a handjob at the dinner table. Well, all of it, though in this case I was talking about the money. I'm actually making some progress towards moving out. Starting my own life and finally becoming being independent, you know? I'm happy for you. For us, actually. Let's not forget my share, okay? Okay? If this all works out, I'd be eternally grateful. With a little smile across her face, Mia wraps her arms around Emma and gives her a peck on the cheek. Really? All I get is a kiss on the cheek? Doesn't really seem eternally grateful to me. It isn't? With her arms still around Emma, Mia slowly moves down and kisses her on the neck. Better? Getting there, although I'm sure you could maybe go a little lower. Since you're so grateful after all. True, I could do that. Although maybe I'd prefer just teasing you instead. You wouldn't dare... Suddenly the girls are interrupted by the sound of the door opening behind them. Girls, I think it's about time. Ever heard of knocking? Oh, sorry. What in the world's going on here? An awkward tension grips the room as no one knew what to say. Well, it's getting late, so I should probably be heading home. Yeah, I think that'd be for the best. I guess if that's what you want, I'll walk you out. Don't worry about it. I'll walk her out. Okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Sure, I'll come by your place in the morning. Sounds good. Bye. And with everyone still feeling a little awkward, Emma and your mother leave the room. Sheesh, that was uncomfortable as fuck. I just hope Mother doesn't read too much into what she just saw. I may as well go to bed too. I'm curious to see how people will react to the video though. Guess I'll find out in the morning. After quickly changing, Mia goes to bed. Next morning. Okay. Seems like a good spot. This is a really long... I mean, it's supposed to be just 6 hours, but we are really rolling through it. I mean... I guess. The music is obviously back. But things are getting... kind of crazy. I mean, they've been crazy. They're just getting crazier. It's just the dial keeps going up to 11. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out with Grim's Uncanny Valley in Summer with Mia, and we'll have more Mia later.